This is Ted Kennedy, Who Watches the Watchman? Should the executive branch investigate itself? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, after the Watergate abuses in the 1970s, Congress enacted a law requiring the use of independent special prosecutors, free from the White House control, in cases alleging wrongdoing by high officials in the executive branch. The landmark statute authorizing independent prosecutors has worked well for 14 years, but it expires in December. President Bush has threatened to veto any attempt by Congress to extend it. That's a serious mistake, Al. You Republicans are so angry at the Iran-Contra special prosecutor for the embarrassment he's caused that you're ready to scrap this basic good government reform. Richard Nixon was able to fire Prosecutor Archibald Cox during Watergate because Cox wasn't independent. President Bush wants the same power Richard Nixon had, Al, but it's a power no president should have.
Ted, this is raw special interest politics and media hype at its absolute worst, dragging good people like Cap Weinberger into court and forcing them at tremendous personal and taxpayer expense to defend their good names and reputations against wholly unprovable and totally unsubstantiated charges is not my idea of good government. Ted, not only does the special prosecutor have a lousy and quite frankly embarrassing track record, the special prosecutor's office has become nothing more than a high-priced private employment agency for a few well-paid, young, immature, and highly unsuccessful lawyers. Ted, the American people sure deserve an end to a pathetic organization that should be renamed the Democrat Lowball Political Enhancement Commission, an honest name for a disreputable outfit. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Hollywood Crossing the Line Between Entertainment and Political Commentary. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.